Good morning, 6:58 a.m. on, what the hell day is it? It's Wednesday, I think. See? Yes, Wednesday, September 11th, 2019. Woohoo! Sorry, I'm a little bit out of it this morning. I got up at 5:30. I like getting up at 5:30 and being awake at 5:30. I don't like being asleep at 5:30 and being awakened. So, two different things. So, I've already been in the book this morning. I haven't done very much, but I was in the book this morning. I've had my peanut butter. I've had part of a cup of coffee. I didn't have it all. Been in touch with some of the novels that I worked on for Colorado Gold. Some of the authors whose books I judged. And there were like five of them that all had high 70 scores. The books are really good. And only one of them, two of them? Only two of them made it to the finals. And so I reached out to the conference coordinator or the contest coordinator and said, if you would be intermediary, I would like to talk to these people. I was already talking to one of them. I introduced myself after the conference, after the award, because I'd already met her once and thought, I know your book. She was talking about being in the contest, and I thought, I know your book. She was describing it. So I spent a lot of the con talking to her about what she wanted to do, where she wanted to go, how she wanted to handle it. She wants to try trad. I'm okay. It's like a 21-year-old's first trip to a bar. And usually those end up instructional, if not terribly pleasant. So we'll keep the lines open. So let's see what else. Work up some of my Rocky Mountain Fiction Writers friends to see what we can do about reclaiming a portion of the conference program. It's cold, it's chilly this morning. It's like 58, 60 degrees. And I put on a sweatshirt and I'm working up a sweat. I put on a hoodie, so I just have to unzip a little bit, get some air moving. But yeah, the first mile I was trucking right along. It's a beautiful morning. It really is a beautiful morning. It's just a little bit of cloud cover off to the east. What's this? Looks like there's something coming in over the mountains way off to the west, but nowhere near here. This lady has a huge collection of ball caps. Morning. Pedal pusher lady. Pedal pushers in blue Nikes. A different ball cap every day. I have one ball cap. I gotta get another one. I've worn the fabric off the bill on one side, and it's kind of, the cap itself is kind of icky. I need to get a new one. Oh, we had quite a storm last night. Ripped through just as I was pulling the pork chops off the grill. Heavy rain. We probably got half, 3/4 of an inch of rain over the space of a half an hour or so. It's quite a downpour, and it had some hail stuck in it. I was just thinking about it because I went under a tree where a lot of the leaves had been knocked down on the sidewalk. My wife looked out the front window just in time to see our trash can, which is supposed to be parked at the curb, which is also where the rain gutter is, and she turned it just in time to see it go sailing down the street. So I went running out after it, hot footing across the lawn, trying to pick it up and drag it back. Hail beating down, rain beating down. Cuffs of my jeans are still wet this morning. But I got the trash pulled up to dry ground and set out this morning before I took the pictures. So yeah, bonus picture this morning. So I was out just at sunrise. There's a couple hiking along. I was out right at sunrise. I thought, oh, there's a... I don't get to do this very much lately. I suspect I'll do it more as the season wears on. We're about 10 days out from the equinox. 11 days. 10 days, 11 days, something like that. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. So I've got a full day planned. I've got a SIFO meeting at 1:00. I'm gonna get some writing in this morning. I've been going through and adding placeholders for the scenes that I've identified. The day before, I spent the time and said, okay, what scenes do I need to have? What points do I need to make in order to round the story out? And I've been going through putting placeholders in, because Scrivener's makes it really easy to do that. Get ready to say it with me. Bunk post. Almost got by it before I realized what I was supposed to say here. Ambitious jogger out this morning. What am I reading? I just realized I'm walking without talking, and I'm at that stage of the walk where I quite frequently walk without talking, so it's like, okay, what am I reading? What am I watching? Still watching Carnival Row. Still watching Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. I'm in like season 5, I think, of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. I thought the earlier episodes were the perhaps the weak episodes. I'm not sure. I'm not sure at this point that we've actually struck bottom. This guy has gone rogue, operating under the name of Quake, and she's making friends with a hothead, and those of you who know what I mean by hothead, you'll probably know where I am. And it's like, really? Do we? Is it? Frustrating. And I will say that Carnival Row has... I won't say it's gotten better, but it hasn't gotten worse. There's a lot of backstory. Jesus. Pardon me for the blaspheme. It's like. Really? They had to go and show the war because not showing the war meant we didn't know what the war was like or something? I don't know. It's like, really? Really? I still hold it. Backstory informs the author, not the reader. It informs the writer, not the viewer. I understand that it was presented as expanding on the characterization and the setting. I also understand that it wasn't really necessary to the narrative. It just wasn't. I understand where they didn't put it first, because if they had, I might have just turned it out. The opening scene was classic opening scene where you get the big battle, you get the big catastrophe to hook the reader in, and then you back up a little bit to figure out what else you want to talk about. Because the beginning of the story is too boring, so you have to put something in the front of it. It's like, really? Come on, people. Crime and Nedley. Torque me off. What am I reading? I'm still reading Christa D. Ball. Oh my God. Why this woman does not have an audience of thousands, I don't know. I suspect it's because she's kind of a shotgunner. So her nonfiction is really good. What Kings Ate and Wizards Drank is a great book for understanding the historical precedent of fantasy food. So, and I remember when she was actually doing the research for this, when she was cooking on a spit in her fireplace to try to recreate some of the old recipes. Yeah, this is not something you want to try at home, folks. It was pretty hysterical. But no, this science fiction space opera. I can't remember the name of the series. I think the series is like Collaborator or something. But the first one was Traitor. Maybe the second one is Collaborator. Fugitive, maybe. She's working on book three. Book three is in her queue. I don't know when it's going to be ready, but as soon as it is, I'm going to snark it. Because it's great. That's probably going to be the book that I recommend this month in the newsletter, just because. Good morning. She smells of dryer sheets. Usually when I walk by people, I don't have a particularly good smeller, but I'll pick up traces here and there. And usually women are wearing some sort of scent. Men smell like antiperspirant, deodorant. She smells like dryer sheets. Interesting. At any rate, I am at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day, and with any luck at all, I will talk to you then.